in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Security forces are conducting a major military campaign after an attack last week that killed 16 Egyptian soldiers. The government says it's dealing with a threat from Islamist extremists. But the Bedouins in Sinai fear they will end up being blamed and targeted. NPR's Leila Fadel recently visited Sinai and sent this report.
Salma Darari is worried about her husband and her son. She says security forces stormed her village of Sheikh Zwayed at dawn last week. They burst into her bedroom and hit her on the back of the head. They blindfolded her husband, Salmi Salam Swaylam, and dragged him away in his underwear, along with her son. There are no terrorists here, she says, sitting on the floor of her mud brick home. Praying and fearing God does not make us terrorists, she says. She says the same thing happened in 2004 after a bloody bombing in the Sinai resort of Taba that left 34 tourists dead. Then it was Hosni Mubarak's state security forces that took her husband. He didn't come home for 2 years. No arrest warrant, no court date, no news of where he was, no evidence of wrongdoing. It's happening all over again, she says. In 2004, some 3,000 people were rounded up. According to human rights groups, children, women, and men were tortured while in detention. Three people were sentenced to death in an emergency court. Activists say there was no evidence against them. The Sinai's Bedouin, a proud and conservative people, were humiliated and angry. Hazem Youssef, a youth activist in Sheikh Zwayed, says after last year's uprising, the people here hoped the repression was behind them. He warns if security forces unfairly target the communities here again, he and others will revolt. So far, the military operation is comparatively muted. Only around 9 people have been arrested. 3 of them have already been released. But at least 5 people were killed by security forces, and the military is pouring tanks and heavy weaponry into the peninsula. Hassan Bahget, a leading human rights activist in Cairo, is monitoring the situation in Sinai closely. So far, he doesn't see signs of the collective punishment from 8 years ago. But the military campaign is far from over.
The inhabitants of Sinai that we spoke to expressed sincere fear that this might be the beginning of the return of the old practices of the security apparatus under Mubarak, which resulted in further alienation of especially the youth in Sinai, and arguably was the most decisive factor in driving many of them to extremism and violence.
Bahget says the sense of alienation in Sinai has been growing for more than 2 decades. The Egyptian government view the Bedouin as a security threat and has done nothing to develop the area or help the residents. Many don't have access to basic services like water, education, and health care. Other than the tourism industry, there are scant employment opportunities. Now, he says, the state is at risk of further alienating the peninsula. The lawlessness in Sinai gives space to smugglers, traffickers, and Islamist militants.
The very important factor that contributes to this state is that the people of Sinai that are not part of these activities and are not happy with these activities feel that they have been deserted by the state. And so their sense of victimization is double.
Sinai political activist Mus'ad Abu Fajr has been fighting for Bedouin rights for years. Military action will not solve Sinai's problems, he says. Repression will only lead to more rage, and the violence is directly linked to the government's failures. Back in the village of Sheikh Zwayed, Salma Darari shows me wheat scattered across the floor. The bags were slashed open by security forces when her husband and her son were taken. Now the grain is spoiled. Another room is ransacked, clothes strewn on the floor, drawers upside down. Sinai activist Hazem Youssef surveys the scene. He says they are creating an enemy of the people of Sinai now. Leila Fadel, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.